So in this scenario, Robin Williams is your genie.
Yeah, always.
Okay. Well, yeah, you would have to set him free, but I like in I didn't put that. That makes me seem so selfish. You should have gone last. Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry. What time? What day is it? It's quite late.
It's Sunday, the 17th of May at 9:15 PM.
We're doing a little bit of a late one tonight, so I actually am not drinking a coffee, although I did just have a tea.
Oh, mate, I had a coffee earlier today, and the thing is that I have a coffee from my little, what's it, Lavazza machine, and it makes me so happy. That is a wedding gift, and it was the only wedding gift that I was like, this is what we're getting. And it's the best thing ever. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Have you tried the TikTok coffee?
No. I'm not a big fan of cold coffee, like iced coffee. So
actually, yeah, to be fair, I've never seen you drink an iced coffee, I don't think.
No, I'm not a big fan of iced coffee. I don't mind iced tea, but iced coffee is like a whole new thing. And I haven't stepped into that realm yet. So
We can't say that we don't like a type of coffee.
What?
That was our whole image.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's hot coffee and a cry.
Yeah, we're called a warm coffee and a cry only.
Hot coffee, cold tears.
Oh Jesus, yeah, okay. Shalika's obsessed with the TikTok coffee. Shalika's our friend, just in case no one knew. She actually is in a podcast we had a few years ago, but I don't think it was a year ago. A while ago.
It was one of the competition
guest
ones.
With a guest.
Oh yeah. Guest with a guest.
Oh, I love those. We should do those again. They're so much fun to do. But yeah, she's obsessed with them right now. I sent her a TikTok this morning of like a Nesquik one, like a strawberry milkshake one, which I don't like milkshake really, but I know she'll love that. Like that's like the best.
Yeah, I think my cousin made the TikTok coffee, and because it's pretty simple, but I'm pretty sure my friend Gemma did as well, but I don't think she likes coffee. She just wanted to make it because TikTok. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, this week's episode isn't about TikTok. It's actually going to be, if you had three wishes, mm-hmm. what would they be? And the obvious, you can't ask for more wishes.
Yeah.
You can't. Was the other one? You can't make any
rules, in rules, haven't we? So like, they're selfish wishes only.
Yeah, you can't like wish for world peace or for the pandemic to end because we all want that.
Yeah, they've got to be selfish wishes, which I guess don't include money, don't include like, you know, like the generic yeah. wishes that you get. Like, oh, I want to wish for 10 more wishes.
Yeah, this is three wishes thinking outside the box.
Okay.
Do you want to start or shall I?
Oh, you can start.
Okay. Right, so my first one, to be fair, I had, like, I thought of this for about 5 minutes, the first two, and then, like, my last one, it took me so long to come up with, and I finally cracked it. So I'll start with the hardest one that I came up with, and that is the wish to speak every language has ever been and will ever be.
I thought you were legit about to say my first wish. I thought we had said the same thing, but we haven't said the same thing.
No, I want to be able to, because like I am through GCSE French and German, I'm terrible with languages. I'm just not gifted in that way. That part of my brain died a very, very long time ago. So I was like, it would be so great to be able to go anywhere in the world. Or like London is like, what, the second most diverse city in the world? Like you go to anyone and you can just ask them anything or help tourists. I think that's the main thing. I just want to help all the tourists out there.
Okay, so that's what you would do with your newfound power.
Yeah, and like I just want to go and like talk to people and like make sure everyone's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like that? Like when we were in Thailand, it like almost feels like stupid to go up and talk English to people in Thailand, and it's like, why am I doing this? I feel like such an asshole. But if I had power of every language, I could just be like really polite to everyone.
Yeah, I know like one of your dreams. We should definitely do a podcast where we go through our podcast of aspirations, like our old podcast. And we'll think about what aspirations, because I know one of your aspirations was to learn sign language.
That is still one that I so want to do, because it just, like, I have always loved that. And I just, yeah, that would be, see, I think in my head, sign language is also a language, so I'd learn that with my wish as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's what I was about to say. Would you include sign language? Like, definitely.
But then, like, I also want to know, like, Latin and, like, Egyptian.
Yeah. So I didn't know what to say to that. I was like, Latin is, like, nobody uses Latin, but you would just have to, like, do all of the languages in one, wouldn't you?
That's the thing. Everyone does use Latin, because literally everything comes from Latin. But then, like, all those really old buildings, like, I'm pretty sure old churches and stuff like that, everything that is carved is all in Latin. And I'm like, I want to be able to read that like I'm in that Tom Hanks film, Angels and Demons. That's what I want.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's my first one.
When I heard wishes, I, for some reason in my brain, I was like, all my wishes are a tie between being a Disney princess and being a superhero, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer. Okay, so my one is to be able to talk to animals. That's why I thought it was the same.
Instead,
I want to speak. I thought you were going to say, I want to speak to animals. And I was like.
Yeah. I do consider that one, but people are pretty good too.
So this is where it comes from. Okay, so I have a rabbit who I love, obviously. And this is so weird, but I didn't think about this before getting a rabbit, but they're so silent. Like, they're such silent animals. Like, if my dog is hurt, she'll let me know about it. But rabbits are prey animals, and they don't make any noise anyway. You will never know when they're hurt, and they're really, really good at hiding it. If my rabbit could just be like, hey, like, yo, I'm really hurt, like, ow, I would have been like, oh, okay, cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would have been so much easier if I could speak to animals.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I just think that would be the best.
To help with the anxiety of living with a rabbit.
Yeah, I have a whole soup about that's the most selfish wish in the world. It only helps in my situation.
But, like, you know, that's kind of cool just to go through the park and talk to squirrels and pigeons and
rats. Also, for, like, on a sad note, for, like, neglected animals and stuff like that, you can get, like, a full story from them.
Stuff like that. Oh my gosh, you could start like a whole crime documentary from the opinion of dogs that have been like given up.
I could hire Louis Theroux as the host. I love Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux's dog could be your co-host.
Do we have a dog?
I don't know.
Well, that was a really random assumption to make.
Most people have dogs. If he has a pet, that's your co-host.
Yeah, okay, true. Yeah, but that would be my wish, because, like, it's just, I really, really feel like it would come in handy in my life. Like, really, really handy.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's your next
one? Right. My second wish. See, following on from your, like, just trying to be a Disney princess, this is very selfish me trying to be my favourite Disney princess, which is Ariel. So my second wish would be to be able to just, like, shapeshift into a mermaid whenever I wanted. So, like,
I could have guessed these wishes. I could have guessed these.
So basically Ariel in the second Little Mermaid movie, where she can just be like, yo, dad, make me a mermaid again. And he does. But I can do it on my own. That's what I want. So I can, like, walk and run and be a human, like, all of the time. But then when I'm feeling like it, I just go for a swim in the sea, turn into a mermaid, and just spend, like, a weekend down there swimming with whales, talking to them, seeing what's good, you know?
Did you ever watch the TV show H2O?
No, H2O Just Add Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and I've just stayed well clear of it.
Why? It's so good. It's so old, though.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Every time they get, like, the slightest bit wet, like, say if, like, someone's drinking a drink and it accidentally spills some on them, or, like, they take a bath or something like that, they instantly turn to a mermaid. And it's, like, I sound like an ad for it, but it's the perfect mix between fun, like, you obviously want to be a mermaid, and, like, problems, because, like, they can't go anywhere near water.
That kind of sounds cool, though. Like, yeah. I don't think I'd mind that. But yeah, that's like, I just want to swim with whales, and because they're my favorite animal, and be like, I can talk to them and I can stay swimming with them without, like, drowning, and it be like magic mermaid hair and all of that.
You're literally describing H2O. What you're describing.
I should watch it then.
I think you would enjoy it. It's kind of cringy, but, like, that's kind of good.
What's your second wish?
The ability to slow down time or do whatever I want with time, past the realm of like being able to time travel, not that. Like slow down time, freeze time, or speed up time. Because I always need extra hours in the day, always.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a good one. It's practical. It may not be interesting, and I feel like it's quite like a cliche wish to want, but I do think I would find it really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, if you could like speed it up as well, that'd be cool. Or freeze it, that's kind of cool, rather than just to be able to slow it down. Because like, there's definitely going to be days where you just like want them to be over. So to be able to just fast forward through it is kind of a lifesaver.
Yeah, and then also think of like Sundays, like the only day I really get off, I can make that longer.
Yeah.
See, that's kind of nice.
Or there's like a nice moment and you can just like freeze frame it and just enjoy it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's cute. See, that's nice. That's what I need. But also like for like practical, like real, real practical reasons at work, I obviously work from 8:30 to 4:30 and sometimes I need like an extra hour. So like give myself an extra hour. So that means I can have a long weekend and not worry about like other work. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one.
That is kind of cool. I think, yeah, to take out the pressures of, like, because people always say that they want to time travel. And I'm like, I don't want to go into the past ever because that's just terrifying. We've seen what it looks like and I don't want it. And the future, that just seems like it's a bad idea.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That never ends well.
No, and also, why would you want to know your future? This is the thing. I don't understand that.
Yeah. No, I don't get it either.
You'd be trying to change things and, like, spend your whole life in like a void.
Yeah, you'd get like obsessed with it and you'd like go crazy. Have you seen About Time?
Yeah, I have. I was literally about to say that.
That's like the answer, isn't it? Where he's like, oh, you have to like live life through those like tiny little snapshots that you save.
Yeah. So I don't, not time travel, but like just slowing down, speeding up, like being able to freeze.
Kind of like undo, redo.
Yeah. But, like, also not being able to, like, if I made a mistake in life, not being able to, like, go back and reverse it. That would be annoying. You don't need to do that.
You just do that forever.
Yeah, exactly. Then you would waste all your time for, like, no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you'd end up just sort of becoming, like, super obsessed with, like, not making any mistakes ever.
Yeah, no, definitely. That would just be the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your final one?
Okay, my final one. Now, this is, like, kind of a cop-out. But we didn't explicitly say it in our rules. But my third wish, and this is always my third wish, and that is to free the genie.
Oh, Aladdin much?
But like in this scenario, it's a genie that's granting you these wishes, whether it's, you know, Robin Williams or not, it's a genie. And that's just always got to be the answer. It's corny and cliche, but I don't care. You have to do that because otherwise, like, it's just living on your conscience.
So in this scenario, Robin Williams is your genie.
Yeah, always.
Okay. Well, yeah, you would have to set him free, but I like in I didn't put that. That makes me seem so selfish. You should have gone last. Because like in the, like my genie's still gonna be living in my in the genie lamp, and that makes me feel bad.
I mean, you can probably like you can give him to someone else and be like, hey, you get two wishes, and then you have to free the genie.
Yeah, that can be like a rule that you give them. Trick them into freeing it for you.
And then when he pops out and he's like, you get three wishes. The dude's like, what? You lied. Anyway, what's your third final wish?
Okay, so I had a wish and then I thought that it was too, like, it wasn't really like breaking any rules, but then I thought it kind of was breaking rules, so I changed it. But I'll tell you what the original one was first. So the original one was the ability to dream something. And then it happens, like the events play out how you dream them. Do you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I thought like, oh, I could dream that I like found like £1 million or like I dreamt that the genie came back and offered me a million wishes. And I thought like it was like a workaround.
Yeah. I could see that being like, you know, a bit of a way in. But then like you could surely like that's kind of dangerous as well because you can't really control your dreams.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought it was too tricky. So I changed it.
Yeah.
The ability to jump in into books and films and then jump back out.
Wow. That's a cool one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it'd be quite cool. But at the moment, I'm watching Community, which I highly recommend, especially to you, because you would like it. It's very, like, similar Parks and Rec, Office kind of humour. It's a little bit more meta, but it's still really, really funny. And I wouldn't want to jump into that. But like all those films and stuff that you love, like for you, you could jump into H2O and be a mermaid for a bit.
What would be the first thing you jump into? What first book or film?
In my head, for some reason, Twilight comes up, but that's because I'm thinking about the new Twilight release, not because I want to jump into Twilight. I don't know. It definitely wouldn't be an Ian McEwan book because I would most likely die.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I couldn't jump into anything that was like scary remotely because I would, you would just like, presumably in this wish, if you jump into a book and then die, you die in real life, right?
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
You need to think these things through.
Well, the thing is, I don't really watch anything like film wise that I would die in. But yeah. I do watch a lot of, I do read a lot of books, which are really sad. I really am a big sad book reader, but not a sad film watcher. I really hate sad films, but I really hate happy books.
See, I think I'm kind of similar. No, wait, I'm the other way around. Wait, what way are you?
I hate watching sad films because I feel like I'm not in control. Like, I have to watch it and they've already, like, imagined the story for it. So I'm obviously going to cry and it's their fault. Whereas if I'm reading a book, I most likely won't cry because I'm imagining the story in my head. So I'm like, oh, just don't cry because it's not that sad.
I'm kind of the same. So I like watching happy films because, like, the anxiety of, because I get really, like, I get much more sucked into films than I care to admit. And so if it's something that's like scary or like a spy thriller thing or whatever, I get like super sucked into it. So if it's sad or like, I don't really watch sad films ever, but like if it's scary or whatever, like I can't handle it. I know that the repercussions are too great. So I just have to only watch happy Disney musicals.
Yeah, that's like me.
But then with books, I'm not saying like, going for sad books, but I like books that aren't fantasy, which tend to mean that they're more like real life, which tends to mean that it's kind of depressing, because that's what makes a good real life book, is that it's depressing.
You like nature books?
I do like nature books as well, because they're not emotional. I don't have to get emotionally invested in it. Yeah,
that's like me. Like, but like, so with like films and TV shows and stuff, I'm a baby. Like, I'm an actual child. So I like Parks and Rec makes me cry every time. No matter what, like, something heartfelt happens, I'm crying. Like, there's no, like, so imagine me sitting actually in a sad film. I would just be crying the entire time. Like, Parks and Rec is sad.
Yeah. See, I'm like that with just, like, remotely scary films. Like, if it's, like, I'm a child in the fact that if it's, like, PG-13 and there's, like, the tiniest jump scare, I'm like, I'm out. I can't do this.
That's me too.
I put my trust in you and you just let me down.
There's a new film out called The Platform, which is on Netflix, and it looks really interesting, but I know it's like an 18. So I'm trying to get Kelsey and Dylan to watch it first so I don't have to watch it yet, so, and they can tell me if it's scary. That I can't go into it thinking it's going to be scary because then I won't watch it.
Yeah, so many people keep saying that, you know, things like Stranger Things is really good and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I can't do it, or I won't be able to sleep for the rest of my life.
Yeah, me too. I watched the first episode of Stranger Things. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, no, can't do it. But then, like, with books, I really like, when I was younger, the thing that really got me into, like, actually enjoying books for the first time was this amazingly depressing book called Ways to Live Forever.
Oh, I love that book. I love that book.
I read it as a kid, and it was something.
Ways to Live Forever.
No, it was like...
No, I know exactly what you mean. The guy's in a tree on the book, front cover.
Oh my goodness, I don't know that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've read it too. Hasn't he got cancer?
Yeah, it's a kid with leukemia.
Yeah, I've read it.
And the book literally starts, by the time you read this, I'll probably be dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. It's not called Ways to Live Forever. Because that's by Sally Nichols. Oh yeah, no, Ways to Live Forever. Yeah, by Sally Nichols. That's it. That's the book.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I read that when I was, like, probably about 14, and I was like, this is so incredibly depressing, but I really liked its sort of structure with, like, lists, because I'm a very list-based person, and it made me cry at the end, because inevitably it would, but I was like, wow, this was really, really good, and I got really emotionally invested, but I was okay with it, because, like you said, you're, like, imagining it in your own mind, and so you kind of know your own boundaries, but when you watch a film, you're playing with, like, you know, other people's boundaries, the filmmaker, the director, and it's just like, mate, they're like mental.
Yeah, exactly.
brought up Inception. There must be something wrong with them.
This I watched Black Mirror, and like that's not like scary. It's a bit messed up, but it's like they, whoever created that, Charlie Brooker created that. That's his name, Charlie Brooker. How did he think of that and like push those boundaries? Really weird. I'm never going to be as good a writer as that.
Oh my gosh. No, it's like things like that where I remember when we were at university in creative writing and our tutor would be like, we had a lecture about getting into that kind of headspace that creates great artwork, you know, like for Da Vinci or whatever. It's when he's like super drunk or whatever. But I remember writing a great poem because I was super ill. And so I had taken so many like Nurofens, like ibuprofens. I was a bit loopy and I wrote a great poem from it. But that was just like one very ill night. Like I couldn't do this, like going further to create something like Black Mirror or It.
That's so funny because like people have like all these different vices and like to like be able to write and stuff. And your vice is paracetamol.
Yeah, paracetamol, ibuprofen. Yeah, it really gets you. Oh, Lemsip, man. Whew. Dangerous stuff. Okay, so weekly favorite. Mine is, I've written on my little notes thing here, that it's the fact that I'm back to blogging, which, so I started off when we were in lockdown, I started off by blogging every single day, just because I think maybe my naive brain thought we weren't going to be in lockdown for that long.
Yeah.
But so 14 days in, I was pretty proud of that, you know, mm-hmm. blogging every single day for 2 weeks solid. Then it was a bank holiday, and then which was Easter, and then I stopped and just didn't start again. And I was like, wow, it's been a whole month. I should get this going again. And I managed to catch up. Like, obviously, I didn't write a month's worth of daily blogs, but I did manage to do a weekly one and one admitting all my failures. And I also wrote one about the podcast and how much I love it. So I'm pretty chuffed with myself for that.
I haven't read the podcast one yet. I should probably read it. Actually, you could tell me. I just was having a real busy week and I didn't get around to reading it. But I will have a look.
I was just very proud that I managed to catch up on 4 weeks. I just wrote, it was literally just four blog posts, week 3, 4, 5, and 6 of lockdown. Mm-hmm. But I managed to remember what I actually did. And since all the days are blowing into one, I was like, that's quite impressive.
Mm, definitely.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. My other thing is that one of my plants grew a new leaf. And so that's just kind of a big telltale on where I'm at emotionally.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's all the TikTok rage at the moment is like people... Have you seen the plantings, like the plant side of TikTok yet?
Not really. I've seen a few things, but not like big time.
Well, like, oh, I'm also, just for like everyone listening, I don't use TikTok and I'm having to get to learn how to use it, obviously, because I work in like new media. So you always have to like be on the trends and stuff. And I'm just learning like about everything. And the algorithm for TikTok is so interesting because my For You page is all dogs. Like, how do they know? I've never used TikTok in my life. One of its dogs. Maybe yours will be all plants soon.
Hopefully, man. I wish it. But TikTok's great. Like, it's good for, like, I tend to think that my For You is trying to just be, like, just the popular, most viewed videos, because if it's got, like, less than a certain million number of likes, I just scroll right past it. So I try to keep it as being just, like, the toppest of top content.
I get David Dobrik stuff. Obviously, dogs and cows, which I'm good with. Love all those.
Fair enough. What's your weekly favorite?
My weekly favorite is, okay, so me and Kelsey obviously are planning on moving out of Brighton, sadly, but still near, just like up the train line, just a couple of stops, because we need to be closer to London. So we've obviously been taking advantage of Deliveroo places in Brighton, which only deliver to Brighton, because Brighton is like this weird pocket of England that has the weirdest but best food ever. And my weekly favorite is What the Pitta, and as far as I'm aware there's one in London and there's one in Brighton. I think that's it, don't quote me on that, but it is vegan kebabs, and I don't like kebabs, and I never had a kebab until I went to uni, and that's when I was eating meat, and I don't like kebabs. Like, I don't understand them. I know you like kebabs.
No, I don't like kebabs.
Oh, wait, why did I think you like kebabs? I have an actual image in my head of you eating one while singing the street.
No, I've been to that burger man a lot of times at uni, but I never had a kebab.
Anyway, I don't like kebabs, and also I don't eat meat. I'm not vegan, but I do obviously like to try vegan food. It's like I had a doner kebab that was vegan from Wat the Pitta, and when I tell you it was the best Deliveroo choice I've ever made, I mean it. It was so good, and it also was like, obviously it wasn't good for me, but it was still semi good for me because it was vegan and it was all veg and like, you know, but it tasted like meat and it was really, really good. And I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat meat, but if I did eat meat, I would be fooled by said meat.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. I was really, really impressed. So that's my weekly favorite is food related.
Nice.
I feel like last week might have also been food related. I promise I will come with some more weekly favorites that aren't food related.
While I'm on the food train, my weekly annoyance is that I documented this briefly on Instagram story, but my weekly annoyance is the fact that I have been craving sushi so much. And because it's obviously like either it's nowhere like in the lunch section of like Tesco's or Sainsbury's, they never have any. I don't know whether that's because they're just not stocking it or people are just prioritizing getting sushi, but haven't managed to get any there. Also, I've been looking because I made my own sushi once at uni. And because you have to make like a massive portion of the sushi rice, you end up just making a mountain of sushi for yourself. And I'm like, I am here for this. Yeah. Where is the sushi rice? And I haven't found any. Like, I found seaweed and I've got my little roll thingy and I've got salmon and cucumber. I even considered getting avocado at one point. And I cannot find sushi rice anywhere.
There's no sushi here either. Kelsey goes for vegetable sushi every single day and there's never any here.
And it's just like bugging me that I can't get any because I was even to order some on Just Eat, but then the place that was quote unquote Chinese and Japanese basically was just Chinese plus dumplings. And I was like, that's not the same thing.
No.
Yeah, that's my annoyance of the week. And I also had written on there that I was craving fried chicken, which I was, but then I found out that there's a KFC open in Luton. So like for the drive through. So I'm pretty sure that craving will be.
Yeah.
Solved.
But aren't KFC delivering? Are they not delivering?
I don't think they did. I haven't been able to get delivery here. They don't do it to Harpenden, but in Luton I'm pretty sure they do, but there's also a drive-through, so we just go and pick some chicken up.
Okay, that will be solved. Your craving will be solved.
Yeah, that was the best thing that we found out from our church this morning. Someone on the Zoom call said that KFC was open and me and Jack were like, but what?
Okay, so my weekly annoyance is a big one, so we're going to strap in because I'm waiting to tell you how my viewings went.
Yeah.
Okay, as I already mentioned, me and Kelsey are planning on moving, and we're planning on moving in with one of his friends because that was always our plan after he finished uni that we were going to move in together. So we're no longer looking here, but we were originally looking at Croydon because we wanted to have somewhere near Brighton or somewhere near London, and Croydon's obviously is Greater London anyway.
Yeah.
And Brighton wasn't that far, but we'll get into that. So I want to keep my job, obviously, because I love my job. And so whilst looking, we obviously like moved up the train line, blah, 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 blah. So we booked two viewings. Now, if you don't read the news every day, they've only recently you're only recently allowed to start like viewing houses and like renting and like, you know, all that stuff, like get that moving again. The housing market has just opened back up. So we went and viewed two places, and you know this about me already, because I remember when you were renting your flat in Farnham, I hate estate agents. I hate agents. They annoy me. They annoy me. But so the first house we went to, it was quite a nice property, but the area was so sketchy.
Yeah.
And like scary. And it was a private landlord, but she was lovely, and the house was all right. It was like nice. It just wasn't big enough for what we were looking for, because obviously there's going to be three of us. So we wanted like, you know, a good size breakout space, like good like lounge size, good dining room. And it wasn't really the vibe we were looking for. It was an okay house. It was clean. She was lovely. And also she was like, you can just do whatever you want, like paint the walls, do whatever. So we were like, okay. But the area was really, really sketchy. So that's not the annoying part. This is the annoying part. So we went to the second place and it was really, really close to the station. That's what we were looking for, because right now I'm really, really spoiled with where I live. I literally live 2 seconds from Brighton Station. I literally live four doors down from Brighton Station.
Wow.
So I'm really, really spoiled where I live. But so I knew that wasn't going to be the case. So it was about a 7-minute walk from the station, which I thought was still fine. And the area was okay. I wouldn't say it was the nicest, but it obviously, I have to remember that also it's London, isn't it? Like, there's going to be rougher parts of London.
Yeah.
Like Brighton, also there's rougher parts of Brighton. I just don't live in one. Do you know what I mean? So it's just about picking the places, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was okay. But the estate agent was really, really lovely. But the actual house was grim. And like the price they were asking, so they were asking $1,500 in rent.
Yeah.
Which is obviously, like, you know, normal. But the actual, like, house that they were offering, like, it really annoyed me that they were asking for this price for this house. Because, A, it stunk of pee.
Oh, stunk gosh.
Of pee. So you walk in. They had advertised this as a three-bedroom place. You walk in. There is a tiny, tiny living room. A dining... And then on the other side is a dining room, which is quite a nice size. And a kitchen, which, again, is a nice size. You got the stairs, there's a tiny box room and a bedroom and then a bathroom. So we're like, oh, this is advertised as three bedrooms. And they're like, oh, the downstairs is also a bedroom. I was like, no, the downstairs is a living room or a dining room, because the room that is you're thinking is like the living room, it won't even fit a sofa in.
Right.
And so they were like, oh, okay, well, you can swap the two around and have like that as the living room and that as the bedroom. I was like, that leads onto the kitchen and is where the front door opens. So no, we're not doing that. So, the guy was like really, really lovely. And they clearly had this house on the market for a while. And they were looking for someone like us with them, obviously, because we all have incomes.
Yeah.
So they were looking for someone like us to, you know, rent it. And he was like, just let me know like what you need and we can like change it and like add stuff. And I was like, there is nothing you can do to this house in the space that I have time that I have. But it was just like what annoyed me was like they were putting it up for 1,500 and it stunk of pee and it just wasn't nice. It was furnished, which is just never a good sign, because there were like beds and stuff that were clearly like grim. And also the toilet, this is the worst bit. The toilet was on top of a wooden board for some reason. And it was yellow with poo. Yellow, like yellow. And I was like, oh great, so the pee I'm smelling is human pee, great. I mean, if it was like a dog that they had, you know, and it like, and it wasn't carpet, so where was it clinging to? It was obviously clinging to the wall on the toilet. It was grim. It was really, really gross, and like it made my skin crawl. And like there was mold in like the door crevices, and I don't know if anybody knows that much about mold, but from living in a house, like a student house with mold, it takes a lot for mold to grow in the door crevices, because you'll constantly open the door in and out, so it should get airflow like naturally.
Yeah.
So it just was like, how? And like the agent himself was really, really nice. It's usually the agent that would annoy me, but he was actually wonderful. But it was just the fact that he was like, oh, we can like talk about the price and stuff. I was like, you couldn't pay me to live here. You couldn't. So in all respects, we're not looking at Croydon anymore. We're now looking somewhere else, because also Croydon's just like not really my vibe.
Yeah.
I definitely belong more in Brighton. So we're going to go up the Brighton train line rather than the London train line, if that makes sense. Like, I know they're connected, but we're going to go the Brighton way.
Fair enough. That would be for the best.
But that just really annoyed me. It really, really annoyed me, because I just don't understand, like, people asking for that price. It's very, like, almost delusional, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's my weekly annoyance. Sorry for the rant. I just had to get it out.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Pee house off the list.
Pee house off the list.
What are you looking forward to?
moving to a house that doesn't smell of pee. what am I looking forward to? Me and Kelsey's anniversary is next month.
Oh, fun.
We've been together 2 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is actually quite a while. It doesn't feel like 2 years, does it?
No, not really.
But we're just going to, it depends what, obviously, what the world's doing.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to order What the Pisser. All of this links back, how crazy. And probably we're going to have a bottle of wine on the beach, because for our 1 year anniversary, we did that in Brighton because we hadn't moved here yet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we're going to go back down to the beach. I feel like we're going to make it like a yearly thing. Like,
yeah, that's
every
a good tradition.
Yeah, because we did it kind of like by accident. Like, we were going to go, we went up to Brighton for our anniversary in the first year, had some wine on the beach, so we're going to do that again. And then probably again the next year, because we're going to be still near Brighton anyway, so.
Sounds
yeah, cool. That's next month, but still.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I mean, I wrote on the thing McDonald's reopening, and that's still true, just to satisfy my fast food cravings. But actually, you saying about your anniversary, it's my, so me and Jack have never really had like an actual date, because when we got together, we weren't really sure what day it was or like when technically we started dating. So we never really had, or we never really did like an anniversary thing. But actually next Friday, so the 22nd, that's our 6 month anniversary from our wedding. And I was like, we should do like a little mini one to celebrate, just like basically let's order Chinese again. And
yeah,
and then I'm actually so excited for our 1 year, which will obviously be in November. But like, we should think of something cute that we could do and make like as an actual tradition, because I really like that.
Yeah, no, well, obviously it's me and Kelsey's, I was an accidental tradition.
Yeah.
I just feel like as we live here now, because when we came here that time, we were like, okay, I was like, okay, I want to live here. And he's like, yeah, me too. So we were like, okay. And it just so happened that it worked out and we live here.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. And also, this is like kind of unrelated. In July, it's Bunny's 1 year birthday. He's going to be one.
Wow. You can have a bunny birthday.
Yeah. We haven't had him for a year. We've had him for, he was 3 months when we got him. Oh. So. We haven't had him for a year, but we have also got a gotcha day, which is when you buy a pet, you have a gotcha day, like the day you got him or her. But yeah, he's gonna be one. Oh, we have a bunny birthday as well.
That sounds like the saddest thing ever, but I also kind of want to be invited, so.
Yeah, I want you to get a bunny. They're really hard though, but I want you to get one if you wanted it.
I want to get a cat, and then I want to get lots of dogs, but I want to get a dog when we have a garden.
Yeah, well, hopefully, that's my one thing when we move. I want a garden, because I want Bunny to have a garden. He's obviously not fussed. He's never had a garden. And to be fair, he's weirdly like a cat. Like, he just likes to lie in my bed and just nap all day. Yeah. So, but he, I want to get him a garden, because he doesn't want one, I think.
I think lockdown, if lockdown has taught me anything, it's that like having outdoor space that is still like your own personal space is so important. Like, gardens, balconies, I miss like being outdoors but still being like within my own home or my own property.
Anything else you want to say?
No.
You got anything else?
I think that's it.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to start talking to the audience instead of you. I'm like, thanks guys,
thanks for listening.
We'll hopefully have another one up in 2 weeks. That's basically our schedule at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, bi-weekly.
Yeah, so thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Bye.